to Last Week on Keith and the Girl. I'm Bianca Brady. I'm here, as always, with your hosts and mine guests. It's Keith and Hemda. Hello.
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 Welcome back to the show. It's been a while.
Yes, it has. It's been a bit. In fact, we're going to cover 2 weeks worth of shows today.
So much to get through. Yeah. It's unbelievable.
We keep making them.
I mean, we should go back through the archives and do last year on Keith and the Girl. Last decade on Keith and the Girl.
This person's about to walk out.
That's a good idea.
That is like pick a week
right.
from the archives. Oh,
God. How are you doing personally before we begin?
Oh, you know, I'm all mixed up as per use. Okay. You know. Fine, but also not fine, but also whatever. Who cares?
Okay. Dating. You were dating a gentleman who showed up on time.
Yeah.
And, you know, we assumed marriage.
No. I mean, we've been out a few times.
Okay.
Since that. We went out the other night. He continues to make reservations. Wow. I continue to show up. We continue to eat dinner. I don't really know.
Is it chatty? Is it good chat?
It's fun. Yeah, I think I like him. And I said that to him the other night. I said, I think I like you. And he laughed. And he was like, what do you mean? You have a crush on me? And I was like, I think I might have a crush on you.
I think that's sweet. That's a step. And that's a big deal.
But then he was like, I don't know. I just want to take things at the appropriate speed.
Oh, my goodness.
And I was like, yeah, we don't have to have like a whole check-in.
It would be funny. You go, easy, dork. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I'll take the radicchio.
I'm just trying to be, I don't know. I was
that's
like,
so sweet.
I'm trying to be vulnerable for 1 second. It felt like knives going through my whole body.
That's fair.
To even say, I think I like you.
And he's like, whoa, 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 whoa.
Do you notice this dating? Are guys nervous for no reason? Like, hey, here's a beverage, but we're taking it slow.
Yeah, I'm like, yeah, we are. I'm the one who's taking it slowing this, not you.
Do you go, I'm taking it slower.
Yeah, that's how I feel. I'm like, don't come for me with the slow taking.
You literally open the door to the restaurant very slow. I'm taking it very slow, everything.
Yeah, I don't know. And then I went to therapy yesterday and I was like, I don't know what I'm doing. It's all bad and wrong and I'm bad at it. And she was like, you just got to keep dating. She's like, more guys. dilute. You got to dilute it.
Do you think
with
she's
more?
Is she a sexual feeder? Like she's with somebody, but she needs you to date and tell me about it.
I don't know. She's very helpful though, and she's very concerned if I'm not having enough orgasm.
Really?
I like her.
Maybe I'm right. This Friday, you have to go out with my nephew. You have to. Reservations are already made.
Yeah, she's. I mean, that would be fine with me. Right. I'm sure she could pick somebody great for me.
Right. Who knows all about you?
She's known me for, she and I have been together for like 5 years. Well, so,
yeah.
She knows me.
She better. You come back like, we didn't have any connection. Let me see your notes. Do you know me? Where are my notes? We had nothing in common.
Yeah. She's tough. She's a tough lady. She sets me straight. Every other week.
Okay. Well, meanwhile, Kenta, listen to what happened today.
Uh-oh.
She takes the elevator because of her busted knee to get on the subway, right? And you've been in these elevators. I don't know how they're not condemned.
They always smell like urine.
Yeah. I was just going to say, you mean the pee boxes around the city.
Yeah, people think there's not public bathrooms. Oh, there are. Every subway. Anyway, she goes on the elevator, goes up one floor. Within that time, gets a gentleman's phone number.
Nice, yeah. Dude.
Sure.
Right. Now, if you gentlemen could be clear, because I don't know if this is a 2 or a 7 or a 4 or a 9, but anyway, it's a number I'm looking at, and congratulations to Hemda.
Did he just write it on the post-it and slide it over?
I have no idea. The elevator door opened. I wasn't even like paying attention. He stands in front of me suddenly, and I'm like, okay. And he hands me this piece of paper. I really thought it was one of those, like, I'm deaf or help me out or something.
No money.
Because it was very sweet. It was very endearing. Like,
have you heard the good word?
Yeah, totally. And I was like, oh, okay. And I took it. And I take out my headphones so the music can stop for a second. And he mumbles something about, like, is it hair and number?
Right. So you have hair and here's a number. You don't know if he had, it's on a post-it note. You don't know if he wrote it right then or he had it already ready?
No. And it was such a short trip and he's standing with, I just didn't see. There was also like a mom and I was more like, wait, does she have three kids or four? Holy shit.
Right. Would you be like, if you call in and that it's actually a salon, would you be happy or unhappy?
Right. Yeah. I thought that. I'm like, wait, does he just want to cut my hair?
I know curly
hair. Honestly,
hair.
I'm proud of him for getting a phone, being such a bad talker to people.
You know what? That's how I feel about a lot
he
of homeowners.
He goes into the phone store. He's like, hair. I'd like call. Okay. Maybe text also.
You're ready for the iPhone 8, sir.
And there's no name.
No.
There's no name.
And he didn't say anything else.
Not that I heard.
Here's the thing. I bet you call him, you go to hit on him or ask him out, and he goes, who?
Right. Right. He just has a bunch of these posts. Right.
Where?
It's me, elevator hair.
You have hair?
Would it be surprising or not surprising that he did it, that I call to him?
Surprising.
Extremely surprising. I mean, this is a real leap for him.
Yeah. And the thing is, it's sweet. You got to like take your chances. I get it. He wasn't a terrible person about it. But what if I did like him?
Well, how would you know?
That's the thing. What if I thought
he was... You never even paid attention to him once.
Because in an elevator, I'm just like, just know that I know that you're there. And because it's such a, I'm like with a busted knee and anyone that comes on the elevator, I'm like, you better be handicapped or we're just in a box together for the next 10 seconds.
Do you think that's a 4 or 9?
Are you calling him?
It's a 4 because okay. The last digit is a 9.
Last digit is an 8.
Oh, it is. I still think it's a 4. All right. I still think it's a 4. Oh my God, I'm so excited. I've never been more excited in my life.
What are you doing? Are you going to talk or am I going to talk?
You're going to talk.
This is hard. That's mean, though.
Mean to who?
To this dude.
No, it's mean to you. No, it's not. He gave a number.
He's trying.
Yeah, so he's trying.
Can we leave a message?
Yeah. These people don't pick up.
He's a human being.
Is he?
Okay. But I do
just say you made my day.
I have a message idea, though.
Okay.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited. I could just...
Yeah, they don't pick up. Loosen up my buttons, baby. Right? That's what this is.
Don't be giving out your number if you're not going to answer unknown numbers.
Maybe it's the wrong number.
Hello. I'm sorry. I can't answer your call right now.
Does that sound like him?
No, I didn't. Name, the phone
he
number,
sounded like...
And
message.
And where I hit you up
you
on.
As soon as possible. Thank you.
In an elevator, hair, Chemda.
All right, there you go. There you go. Write this call. Oh, that's 5 stars. Easily.
You guys, it's so thrilling. What cool thing happened to you, Keith?
Oh. He got a haircut.
We ran out of time for cool things that happened to us segment. We have to move on.
By the way, they don't like me when I get my hair cut. They're like, all of it for the same price as everybody else? I get a big deal. But no, today's Chemda's day. I'll tell you what I did do. I finished.
I told you we ran out of time. Okay, go ahead.
This is more for you.
Okay.
I finished West Wing season 5.
Ugh. Tough.
This is god awful. Don't tell.
I told you.
I know, but I should have skipped it.
What did I tell you?
You said see it.
Well, it would feel weird if you didn't.
I guess. But holy cow, that is the suckiest season in the history of television.
I know.
No, I mean, I'd rather eat mud.
Mud. Delicious.
I was so hoping Donna died.
Ugh, I know. I got a text from Keith yesterday that made me laugh so hard in the street that strangers looked at me.
That's the best.
Yeah, I was like,
she's in a bomb explosion. I'm like, please be dead. In fact, I took a pause from the TV just hoping she'd be dead. I'm like, I don't even want to see more right now. I'm on vacation.
But what about her friggin' hot British photography guy?
Right. And how about Josh, this fucking weirdo that just keeps her around but doesn't really want to date her, gets jealous of the hot guy?
Yeah. It's pretty sexy to me, honestly. I'm looking for a Josh Donna dynamic in my life, and that's really where the root of the problem is.
Go to therapy.
Yeah. Well, I do.
All right.
Okay. Episode 3050.
What? Why do we keep going?
This is ridiculous. Let's just start repeating them.
Keith, what the fuck?
Let's see who notices.
The title of the show, Keith's Mom is Dead.
Okay, this was Henda's idea for the
with
title.
With Andrea and Connor Delahanty. Yes. Now, I did believe it for a second.
Me too.
Because if your mom died, I think you would incorporate it into your art in some way, maybe in the form of the title of a show. I don't know.
Okay, so on the show, I was saying how ridiculous April Fool's is, and to me, I thought I said it quickly. My mom is dead. April Fool's. That's how dumb April Fool's is.
No.
Him just saying no. And it turns out that my friend Adam believed it as well. More than a few people believed it.
Yeah.
Take a look at yourself.
Okay, but then the show title was Henda's idea.
Oh, that's just funny.
Now, let me ask you a follow-up.
Yeah.
Do you believe in jinxes?
I don't.
Okay, good.
But I did get a call from my mom the next day, coincidentally, and she fell down exercising on her face.
See? I believe in jinxes. Well,
but then he calls me up and he's like, so my father is not taken to the hospital. She went to sleep. I'm not trying to go hang up this phone with me right now and call your dad, tell him to wake up your mom, and tell them to go to the hospital. Goodbye.
And?
She's still alive.
Okay.
She did not go to the hospital.
Oh, shit.
Jeekers.
Well, the poll was related, by the way.
Yeah.
The poll was, you fucking kidding me? 56% say no.
Yeah, you three, you two and Andrea with that drunk voice. You can't get enough of it.
We just talk all day in that voice sometimes.
He's going to be there this weekend.
But James?
Yeah.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Are you fucking kidding me? He'll be at the fucking stand-up.
Sweet.
Yeah. So everybody say hi to him and call him Bud James. His real name is James, but he was drunk and typed Bud James into my phone, and I'm sticking with it forever.
Do you think that he would sign autographs as James or as Bud James?
He would sign it. He's probably, you would have to imagine, even though he's sober now, he's a sloppy signer, right? So you won't know what he signed. So whatever
you know these sloppy signers.
You know, it's going to be like, all right, whatever you wrote, it's what I think it is, you know. He would sign it. He wouldn't know why. And you go, hey, but James, and he'd go, hey, and he still wouldn't know why. Okay. That'll be fun.
Do you think that everyone should go up to him and say, are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah. And I'll be like, what?
Now, I've never delved into the My Name is Keith archives because I'm scared of what awaits me there.
That's right. Fair.
Namely, that Andrea and Danny get drunk episode. And I've never met him, and I never knew Andrea when she was drinking. And I just don't know how I would feel.
Yeah, because she's also 20 or something.
22. Crazy. I'm a comedian. That was so funny when she came on the show. She's like, basically, I was saying, I'm a comedian. And then she left and got mad.
In the rain. Yeah, it was very dramatic.
Oh, wow. In the rain.
I know it was raining?
Yeah, it was raining. I know what it'd feel like to you. Like 50 bugs under your skin.
Yeah. It would feel like, okay, I got to turn this off and throw my phone into the river again.
Yeah, it was Danny and Andrea yelling drunk at each other. And then I would keep talking as they were, you know, taking their breaks outside.
Oh, my God.
Connor seemed into it, though.
Yeah.
He is kind of
evil.
You know what? Here's a little behind the scenes. So I've been booking JP and Connor together. I don't know if you've noticed.
Uh-huh.
Because... Because
they're both so tall and handsome.
We honestly forget who's who.
And
we're like, if we invite them both over, then whatever story I know about one will fit.
They've both probably played golf more than any of us combined.
Right. So. Well, I don't know how the first one happened. Maybe it was a mistake or maybe just that's how the scheduling happened. But they were so fun together that I just kept booking them together. But now I wanted to get... everybody who's in Keith and the Girl Week on before the show. And I thought that was super fun because we got to talk about it in a real way. But they couldn't go together. And I'm like, okay, real test. I'm not sure who feeds off of who. And, you know, if one's going to be a little more quieter because they don't have the other. Turns out, Connor knocked it out the park.
Yeah, he's mm-hmm. great.
Loved him.
I loved his story about doing holiday mischief when mm-hmm. he was yes! when he was drinking.
Yeah.
And doing like wreath stealing.
Right. He's 6-something. His friend's about the same height, I believe. And they were on each other's shoulders stealing wreaths and whatnot. And
literally the world's most wholesome mischief right. you could ever have. Just the sweetest of all the mischiefs. Mm-hmm.
He is really sweet.
Yeah, I'm sure he's great.
I know. Whatever. Yeah, I feel you.
Gives a shit.
When I say, we all know that when I say he's really sweet, it all comes with a caveat.
He's really sweet, tall, handsome, funny, cool. Great.
I'm dead.
Hope he finds a lot of success. Oh, wait, he already has. Done. You guys also talked about Jesse.
Jesse Smollett is when the news came out that day. Yeah. About that Jesse is free. All charges dropped.
So weird.
It's so weird.
Oh, is this when the guy in the forums was like, I don't like the way you handled this?
That was before, but yeah, same.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
This is such a weird case, and all we know is weird shit. So we said, here's some weird right. shit. We think it's weird.
I said it's weird that we have the check that was written to the Nigerians. We have them on camera buying the rope. We have the Nigerians telling the entire story. We have Jesse, blah, blah, blah. And this guy says, still, I think there's another side. Well, tell it. Yeah. Tell it, and then we can debate or talk about it. But
the whole thing was shady.
It's still odd. You know it's still odd. The city is threatening to sue Jesse. As of this recording right now, Jesse is saying, I'm not going to pay it. This case isn't over. So don't act like it's over. Of course it's not over. I don't think he'll be punished, but it's not over. The whole thing is weird.
So weird.
He was just trying to do like a flash mob, like one of right. those improv everywhere things.
No one played along.
Nobody got into
it's a Fight Club of one.
Yeah. Sad. Okay, we got to move on.
Okay.
The next episode was Will Cope's friend with Courtney McGinnis. Mm-hmm.
People loved Will Cope so much, we said, you know what? He's got to be in the title again, at least.
That was a great title. That made me laugh because I knew, even before I listened to it, I knew exactly why. You know, I could right. infer from the title.
And they also do the podcast Narcissistas. They're self-proclaimed narcissists. We thought that would be funny, too. Maybe it's a little dig at Courtney. She doesn't even get her own title necessarily. Yeah. I believe that was Hemda's idea.
Thank really you. Really good. Great killing it titling.
She liked it. She laughed on social media about it.
Okay, good.
Yeah. Yeah, you know that she's going to get it there. Oh, every time she's in the studio.
Yeah, are you going to
marry her?
Have sex with her or something?
All right, I know. I was hitting on
goodness
her.
Gracious. Mm-hmm. It was getting a little steamy in my headphones.
Because I know she's
like,
gonna...
Yeah, we'll make out on May 23rd, la, la, la. And him just like, let's honestly do it for real.
I saw condensation on the outside of Henda's headphones. Yeah, it's getting hot.
I then posted I posted the picture of us together on social media, and I put a heart over me and Courtney, and I wrote something like, she has a boyfriend. I'm in love with her, but this is her boyfriend. I don't know. It's complicated. And they both Casey and her read whatevered it. They can take it.
They re-whatevered it, huh? Mm-hmm.
Retweet, repost, I don't know. Whatever you re-up it.
They re-upped it.
They rerouted it.
And Henda's the one out of the duo that understands social media. Yeah. So good luck with us on there.
They posted it to their stories as well.
Oh, that's lovely. Well, would you be their third? I know they were looking for a threesome person.
Not in a million years.
Answer's no.
Okay.
Hard pass.
So who knows? Right?
They're so cute, but they're children, you know? It's like they'll have fun with me talking stuff like that, and that's why it's fun to do, but no, not for real.
Not for real.
No. Okay.
We were reading a story about, in 2018, the amount of people that had sex, period. Came to now some,
I know
some
where you're down because I stopped fucking
some of these right. So the number was pretty low that year.
I just want to give a huge shout out to Finger Lakes from the forums. He had sex.
Good for
congrats,
him.
Buddy.
He had sex recently.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Not in 2018.
But he didn't in all of 2018. And I see him on this forums. I wonder if that explains something. The way I talk about Henda's talk, jizz, poon, all this. This Finger Lakes I see on the forums, it's nothing but sex talk. And I wonder.
Only because he's into you.
But okay, whatever. I wonder. But also, you know, every movie he ever sees, no matter who it is or a dog. And it's all this. And I wonder if it's him not getting sex and that's how it comes out in literature. I don't know.
I think I was always like this. And it's not like I'm more hard up than before. In fact, when you're in a relationship and it's not going well, you start getting feeling that more desperate. I don't feel desperate. I've had moments. Mm-hmm. For sure. But I guess those are the moments that I'm sharing with you guys. So it just seems like desperation across the way.
Well, I read that 25% of people did not have sex that year. And so we put the poll out and it was the same. But some time has gone by and the poll results have changed. Out of Keith and the Girl listeners, did you have sex in 2018? Only 11% did not.
A bunch of hot listeners.
Nice. That's dear. We're above the average. I enjoy that. That makes me rock thick hard. Love it. I love it.
Yeah.
And well, then at the same time, the poor Nicolas Cage, we reported his marriage failed after 4 days.
Yeah.
I don't know that he knows what marriage is.
How do you even talk enough?
I think he was
enough?
Successful.
I know you're on honeymoon, but how do you talk enough in 4 days?
Listen, at the end of a movie, you get married, right? Like usually that's when the bells ring and they're all happy and they cheers and whatever. He thinks he did it. When you get to the wedding, you're at the end. So the 4 extra days, like, that's amazing.
He's like, I didn't know I'd have to stay after the credits.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. What changed really though? Yeah. I really want to know what I would love to see.
Maybe they sobered up.
The four days. Like exactly what happened.
Right. Like in the first day, they're just like, oh my God, I've never been so happy in my life. Like, did you just make me breakfast in bed? And by the fourth day, it's like, of course, the honeymoon's over.
Is it? I feel like we know friends.
Did you really use my toothbrush?
We know friends with short marriages like that. I mean, very short. I always think it's a pressure thing. You were pressured into it. And so you just said, you know what? I'll do it. But I think things will change.
I think you get married when you're supposed to be broken up. That's it. Yeah. Like when you're about to break up, you go, let's get married. But the words should have been, let's break up.
Right. You're like, let's get married shit.
Exactly.
That came out wrong.
Yeah. A lot of poor decision making, a lot of imprudence going around, you know?
Right.
It's tough. It's tough to know. I just wanted to give Finger Lakes
I'm happy
props.
For him. I'm oddly jealous now. That's what's interesting. We talked on that show about an Uber murder. A woman got into an Uber car.
And how much Keith loves these.
It was just a regular. It's more a warning than a love. But do you ladies get nervous getting into an Uber? Or are you like, this is the way of the world. Let's hope we don't die today.
I'm nervous 100% of the time about being murdered by whomever.
Okay.
So, yes.
Yeah.
Always. So a strange car isn't different.
Yeah, the elevator. I'm like, oh, okay, right. You're about to push me. If I'm the only one on the same staircase, stairway, it doesn't even have to be closed.
Right.
Anything. Yeah, you people are scary.
Okay.
Sometimes I think about the fact that we just trust cab drivers not to be suicidal and drive us off a cliff.
Mm-hmm.
And I think about that a lot. So
is life exciting that every half hour you're not dead?
Yeah, honestly.
Okay.
I mean, look at my track record. You know what what's been going on with me.
But I'm thinking at the end of the day, do you go, yay?
Every night when I get into bed, I go, yes. Check.
All right.
Did it.
Okay, should we move along?
Let's move along.
The next episode was just the two of yous. Mm-hmm. April showers. Hemda cries at prank. Headline. Front page, above the fold. Hemda cries at prank.
And his brother.
Brother implicated in prank. As new details emerge, Hemda's brother, hashtag sorry, not sorry. You know what I mean?
I think I do. I think that was perfect.
Mm-hmm.
I sobbed. It was bad. How?
Well, the title of the show was April Showers. That's where it came from.
Oof. I don't know. There's no word because I'm just,
But you guys made peace.
Yeah, because I love him. Right. And I know he's not going to do it again. And also, I don't know, you know, people like accumulate enough love that like,
sure,
when they knock out a couple pieces, it comes back a little easier.
But why do you think it made you so emotional? Like, did it really felt like a betrayal to you?
The timing of everything was really bad, of course. He picked that because it has a big effect. It's the thing that really could cripple the company. Mm-hmm. So you basically said that I have to figure out how to not cripple the company or tell everybody that the thing that we've been doing is ending. Now, that's not like, oh my God, it's just like one thing cripples the company. But if this doesn't come back, if the suspension is like whatever happened, like only bad things can happen. He only told me a scenario where you're fucked for at least a month and it might not come back. So I start thinking of repairing it while getting ready for Keeping the Girl Week, while getting ready for surgery. It was so much. And I believed him, and I believed him so hard. I started planning around it. I started figuring out, like, I could figure out the coding that he could figure out on this thing. Like, I was just, in 5 minutes,
overwhelmed.
So crazed. Like, mm-hmm. But not even, it was just like, wow, you really, like, you thought that was funny to, like, you know what I do at work. That's not the funny part.
So it hurt your feelings.
Yeah. Yeah, that you needed to, because I'm, it's like,
and the goal is to scare you. You know, it's not like if you go, it's April Fool's right away. He didn't win. He wants you to be scared for a minute.
I don't like to be played with like that. I don't like people throwing things at me or at my face. Like, I don't think that's funny either. I think a lot of people think that's funny. And I don't like you telling me my company's in jeopardy as a joke. That's weird.
Do you think that, like, has he always been up to stuff like that throughout your whole life?
Yeah. Yeah. He did it. I think we said it on the show like 5 or 10 years ago. It must have been 10 years ago at this time. On an April Fool's, he sent this long letter saying, you know, I can't work with you guys anymore. In fact, I'm going to go full-time gambling, like full-time poker. He didn't say gambling. He wouldn't call poker gambling. I'm going to go full-time poker. And I'm like, holy fuck. Like, not only am I worried that my brother is going full-time into poker when we have like gambling issues in our family, and he and I both show signs of that very much, him more than me even. And now we don't have like the tech and the mm-hmm. web, you know, responsibilities. Right. But I wrote a letter back. I was like, of course, the time that you spent with us was amazing. And, you know, you get to do whatever you want. And thank you for all the things. And then he said, but by then it's like,
but by then, this is what
I want. The wheels are moving. I'm at work.
I even wondered then, when he gets this letter back, does he go, yes, gotcha? Mm-hmm. Or did he get this letter and go, oh, I fucked up?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I've never done a prank like that. I've done definitely tricks, which are just like trying to convince somebody of something that's not true.
I convinced Keith my fart was his. That's hilarious.
Yeah, that's great.
That's funny.
Like, I convinced my friend's younger brother.
I'm like, oh no, do I need a new shit pipe? I'm in a whole new head.
Yeah. That must have really rocked your world,
yeah,
Keith.
Yeah.
I convinced my friend's younger brother that my name started with a silent T.
Yeah, that's silly, right? Like, what's going to happen?
And then I convinced
Keith's friend's name was James.
Right.
And then April I convinced him that there were ghosts in his apartment. And then my friend was like, you really have to stop fucking with my younger brother because you made him cry.
And he was 3.
And I was like, but I don't have any siblings. I need this.
How old were you guys?
I was probably in 8th grade or 9th grade, and he was like in 6th grade.
Okay. Well, I have a more recent example of that. Mm-hmm. Like, so Xerxes and I hang out a lot at my place. And then if he's leaving, a lot of times it's after midnight. That's the final thing I'm going to be doing for the day. He has this imagination game all the time. He starts going like, imagine somebody like pops up out of nowhere right there and blah, blah, blah. I go, this is not funny to me. Like, I'm here by myself, and I've already explained to you that I get nervous recently. Now it's gotten better, but when Hennessy first left, I was like, oh, fuck, I'm by myself. Like, what if somebody breaks in? Constantly, what if somebody breaks in? I'm like, stop, because you're telling me there's, like, a dude right there. And then he keeps going because he thinks I'm joking.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then he forgets the next time and he starts going in. I go, we had this fucking conversation. Yeah. Don't talk to me about people popping up. Not in the bathroom, not in nowhere. Because my answer was always like, first I yell.
Right.
Like, then you realize this isn't funny because there's a dude in my house.
What would you do if somebody popped up right now? I'd find you and kill you.
Yeah.
So let's hope it doesn't happen.
I mean, it had more like nuances and like game material to it, but I was like, nah, this isn't the time.
I convinced this guy I've been on a few dates with that I won $35,000 in a March Madness bracket.
But why wouldn't you have?
You must have been bored.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not.
He's like, what do you mean you like me? I don't know. I want 32,000. Who cares? This is dumb. Also, I'm a witch.
Well, that's, you know, that's true. Okay. The next episode.
By the way, before that.
Okay. You go with your poll. Go ahead.
You.
Take it, Keith.
Well, that's all we got in life.
He's so excited about polls.
Well, scientist.
Well, Kenda says 5 minutes before the show starts, look up this fucking Nipsey Hussle.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Listen to this news. The government probably had Nipsey Russell killed because he knows somebody that knows somebody that knows about weed that cures AIDS. And the government is saying, no, thanks. And I said, how about we do it tomorrow? And I look it up. And she goes, like,
how about you let me handle the news?
And she goes, right. I have an Uber death to get to. And she goes, no, Nipsey Hussle. And I go, is that named after Nipsey Russell? And she goes, I don't know who that is. And I go, shouldn't we at least know that? And she's like, well, we can do the show 15 minutes later. I'm like, okay, it's Keith and the girl. Let's make it your day. So we covered Nipsey Hussle and the AIDS conspiracy. And to me, I'm like, all right, the doctor's trending, AIDS is trending, Nipsey right? Hussle rap is trending.
It looked like it was important.
So I go, all right, here's the story out there. It sounds like somebody's being killed because they have the cure for AIDS. And, you know, I stand by everything I said. I'm like, I can believe it. I believe there's evil shit going on with pharmaceuticals and the government. I believe the government has had somebody killed in the past. Why? I watched The West Wing. Why not again? But I also said, what am I going to fucking do about it either way? So is it a conspiracy? Who the fuck knows?
Oh. It doesn't sound like it after reading like just a little bit of the response on the forums, of course. But I would like to point the responsibility.
Just following up, huh?
I would like to point the responsibility on the government. Because if somebody said Chemda killed somebody, people would be like, well, yeah, she does have a temper.
Right.
But the government were like, I don't know, they are kind of motherfuckers. We're looking at you. You have a bad reputation that like, right. I think, you know, normal people like us who actually do look up a decent amount of information. I know we're off sometimes, but like our first thing is like, yeah, I could totally see the government fucking killing people.
Right.
Well, you've done it before.
I can easily believe the government killed at least one Kennedy. I can easily believe that. So why not? You know, I never heard of Nipsey Hussle. So I'm like, yeah, sure.
Where do you stand on the moon landing?
I wasn't there. Was anybody? Who knows?
Who knows?
I do believe they kill people all the time via other, like, more, you know, quote, legal shit, like jail cells.
Yeah.
You're just destroying everybody, not just the people in the jail, like the people around, and you're doing it on purpose. You are murdering these people.
I mean, you'd like to think that if somebody did have the cure for AIDS, they wouldn't kill them for that. I mean,
well, we
did go off, and I like that I got blamed for that whole thing.
I feel like, Hemda, you walked in, you said, Keith, we are what's hot in news and politics, okay?
I think I was on the toilet and got a text from Penda in this room going,
it's time to pay the piper.
Go Nipsey Hussle, bling. And I'm like, what? I'm wiping my asshole. The poll
don't
what?
Let me catch something trending.
I know. What am I going to do? Tell him to know? It was her birthday. Was Nipsey Hussle's death, is the poll, a true government or pharmaceutical conspiracy? 20% say yes.
Okay.
Question everything, brother.
Yeah.
Yes.
By the way, Kenda read the headline. Then another person said, no, I don't think so. Now she's back to it not being no. Well, she switched quick. What the fuck changed? I'm still thinking, who knows? Kenda knows it's bullshit already.
I don't know. I haven't done a lot of follow-up, but they were live streaming his funeral today on nytimes.com.
It was another rapper that killed him, right? No, I don't know. This rapper could have been paid off. I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know. I just yell names into phones and then he gets it on the shitter.
You didn't even look up who killed him? Well, it was another rapper. Okay. End is over.
We got to move on.
Keith, you know you read the news to me. I read you headlines.
We got to move on.
Sorry about that.
Shazam with Casey James Salango. Uh-huh.
Another dream guest.
Yep. He's the lover of Courtney McGinnis from prior. Have you ever booked them together? You have, yeah.
Yes, yeah.
When they were not drinking.
Right. For 2 days, yeah. You know what we should have called the show? Mm. Will Cope's friend's boyfriend.
That's funny. Where was I?
Well, you were working on government conspiracy.
I laughed really hard when Casey was talking about being a mover and saying, what a beautiful piece of furniture.
As it moves.
Before lifting some like frat guy's coffee table from IKEA. I really appreciate that. It's like, if you can't have fun at work, you know, you got to. You got to make lemonade.
He seems so sweet, right? Like a genuine sweet, like simple. Yeah. He just goes with whatever. It's so funny. And everyone loves the way you two interact, Keith.
They love the commercials, especially.
That's so funny.
Our little ads, yeah. Those ads with him up for another CACA award on the forums.
Yeah, I saw that.
Every time he's on, yeah.
Wow.
And all he does is like, yeah, right. I'm sure. I read about that.
Wow, wait.
Yeah. Whoa, I didn't know. It's like a deeper Mark Norman.
We were talking about the when movers come, and I equate it also to cleaners. Could you be around while your cleaner is cleaning or while your mover is moving? Or do you have to hide in another room or even make up errands? You know, I had a cleaner today for the upcoming party we're having at my place for Keith and the Girl Weekend.
How'd it go?
It went good. I got this haircut.
Do you just mean Kyle came over?
No, that'd be too. That'd be fucking weird. Yeah. I gotta go out, honey. No, I'll stay in and watch you.
It's hot. This is our foreplay.
Right. No, I had to leave. And so we asked the audience, do you help movers move? And of course, discounting the people that said, I've never hired a mover, it's 50-50. Hmm. 50% of people help the mover.
I would. I have a hard time sitting by.
I would have, like, maybe I could see helping if it was a time thing. Like, if you're here 3 hours versus 2 hours, I save money and that's my budget.
But let's say it's not.
No. Right. Because, ouch.
Actually, as a matter of fact, that my internet was broken at my house recently, right. And I called, and they came to fix it. The guy came. He's like, whatever, screwing around. And then he's like, I think I have to go outside to the yard. Do you have access? And I was like, yeah, sure. Just follow me. We go to the basement. We go up through the door. And then he's like.
And yes, Keith, we're all scared in that scenario.
He's fiddling with wires. I'm like standing next to him with my, hands on my hips, just sort of looking at what he's doing. He's like, you don't have to stay out here,
Right.
But I felt like.
Oh, you need to keep him company.
You and I are fixing the internet.
Do you want a sandwich?
I did offer him a beverage. He declined. Right. He was very nice, but.
That's what I'll do. I'll offer drinks and I'll tip you for sure,
I just like to get involved.
Right. It is funny when they're very nice.
Can I hold the wrench?
Right. It is funny when they're very nice. They didn't assume I'm dumb because I'm a woman and they didn't smack my ass. Very nice.
Mm-hmm.
They were very nice.
Bar's low, man.
Yeah.
Well, he was.
But I remember me and my ex, me and Catherine would hire movers and it didn't save time or anything like that to help them move. And one time I said, you know what? This next time, I'm not helping movers.
Yeah.
We're not saving money. We're not saving time. And she was upset that we wouldn't help. And I'm like, I'll pretend I'm doing something else. What? Why?
Yeah, it's fine. No one helps me at my job unless they work here.
Right.
You're just like typing on a laptop.
I'm typing on an empty desk.
On an empty desk.
You also could become a liability for them. Get out the fucking way. Right. This is Richie Tallways throwing a couch over his shoulder. Yeah. Move.
I got a cushion, buddy.
No. Yeah, exactly. Sounds like Casey is a liability also.
Yeah, he does. Crashing in the cars. His job was to sit in the car and he couldn't do it.
I don't know. Maybe if he showed up, I'd be like, yeah, you need help. You need some help from me. So let me lend a hand.
Right.
You guys also talked about the mom, the 60-year-old woman who was the surrogate for her gay son's baby.
Yeah.
Wow.
I loved it.
Science.
Yeah.
To me, I'll say it again. To me, that is scary because, and again, you know, I imagine there's nice families out there. You have to think that way. But that a mom feels they're involved enough as is, no matter how, my dad, for example, has so much advice of me and my potential stepkids. Mm. And it's like, none of us enjoy your company, Dad. Mm-hmm. Right? That, once you had five kids and none of them worked out the way you planned, you can't write a book. Why are you giving any advice about anything? You're not happy with the path that any of us took. You would fix anything. Mark, who's very successful, wouldn't be gay. I would join your house and sell insurance with you because you don't understand what I do. You know, Christy would be married. You know, you're not happy about anybody's anything at all, but you can still give advice about how to raise kids. So a mom wouldn't be able to help it as is. But now you birthed the kid. You can't go to your mom. Mom, the preschool is my idea.
No, but
it's my kid.
But here's a thought. It could go the opposite way.
How so?
Where you're like, hey, mom, can you babysit on Friday night? We want to go. She's like, oh, can I babysit?
I babysat for 9 months.
Right. You want me to babysit? Have I not already done my part here twice? First, I bring you into the world. Then I bring your fucking kid into the world. Now you want me to babysit.
When does it end?
You know, I have a life too, son. So
I've seen people's moms visit and they make their children's lives better for that time. It's magical.
Because you're around.
No. Hennessy's mom, who doesn't say anything extra if she's not in the mood for it.
Right.
You know, like totally just, she came to visit. She's like, I don't want to go to that thing and I will go to that thing. And she was honest about it. She's like, I don't want to tour around. I just kind of came to see you guys. So she let us do our thing.
Okay. But when children aren't involved. I understand that.
Yeah. But she's like, I don't know. There's some people who kind of go, that's yours. And I'm just happy to be around.
Okay.
It's amazing.
Hey, let me know in the forums.
Yeah, please write in.
Yeah, if your mom happened to birth your daughter, please let me know if everybody's playing it cool. I find it hard to believe.
When there's like a news story that's just like the extreme hypothetical happened right, in real life. Right. Like, let's say there's a gay couple and they need a surrogate and one of their moms does it. It's right. Like, well... And then you open a curtain. Here they are.
Or
the Roberts family.
Right. Or would you rather eat mud for every meal for a year?
Mud, yes. Okay, let's move on.
All right.
Please, Keith.
Jack and Jill with Tracy Carnazzo.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. People in the forums, I mean, just clamoring. Mm-hmm. This whole Jack and Jill gambit, you mm-hmm. know.
The burger,
the whole thing. Mm-hmm. And people are saying like, wow, Keith's really mad, huh? And I'm saying like, I know, right? I don't know. I see you guys out there just asking questions, right. And I'm here to get to the bottom of it. Keith, are you mad? What's going on?
I'm not mad. We'll have guests. Has nothing to do with Jill or Tracy. Sometimes there'll be guests that are ready to tell a personal story, and then it's showtime and they don't. And if this keeps happening, one day I'm like, I got to figure out something different or I'm going to shoot a hole in my face.
Right. So that's not mad to you.
Okay. Oh, God. Okay. It's what is.
Interesting.
I think that sums everything up. Wow. Oh, my day is the best right now. Holy shit.
So, listener, Keith is not mad. Setting the record straight.
Holy fuck.
Bianca's the sarcastic therapist. So we're not mad then. We're not mad today. Okay, very good. Well, today was a great day because you left here not mad.
I'm sorry. Please nominate that for something. I don't know what kind of cat go award that gets. The I Know Keith Best Award. What is it? Breakthrough Award.
I mean, it is frustrating when a loved one is having a bad relationship and you're sitting there just taking it. I feel like you're allowed to tell your friend to break up with their boyfriend or girlfriend twice. once at the beginning and once towards the end. And then you've run out of times.
I think take it like if this is your teenage kid and they decided to date someone who you think is bad, right? He's clearly bad. He's got all the bad things about him. She's not seeing anything. The more you go like, look what a fucking shithead he is, the more she's going to try to prove that her decision is good. So the more you're like, oh, he's coming over, like, that's cool, and you treat him normal, the more that she's not going to defend that person or that character because she's no longer making a bad decision. She's just living.
Right. But when I hear somebody, when I see something bad about the relationship, I pay such little attention about somebody else's relationship that I wouldn't even see it unless the person told me. Then when they tell you, what do?
When they tell you that something's bad?
Yes.
You'd say, sounds like things have been really bad lately.
Mm-hmm. How are you feeling about it?
Sounds like you're unhappy more than you're happy.
Right.
Sounds to me like you're having a hard time. Mm-hmm. And then you let them talk. Right. And then you maybe shoot yourself in the face. Right. I don't know. I don't know what's next.
But unrelated to, as if, you know, I know some listeners were thinking, does Keith know things that I, the listener, doesn't know? And yes, of course, with everything in life. But... Of course, but that honestly is unrelated to what became the poll and what became a point of fake contention.
The burger debate is so crazy to me.
We weren't going to go there. I didn't think it was such a big deal. It wasn't what we were going to talk about or focus on, or it wasn't even like presented like, get this. You know what I mean? It was just like, here's what happened.
To me, what happened was I'm saying, all right, Tracy, for your man's birthday—
And people mistook this for her birthday, by the way. I thought that was interesting on the forum.
His birthday.
It's his birthday.
For his birthday, he wants to have a hamburger, a nice hamburger spot. She's paying, for the record. And she has digestive issues and can't eat it. Okay? But she'll sit there and watch him. That's what he wants. She's willing to do it. So she says she wants to do it also. I said to me, if I was in the position of the guy having the burger, I couldn't do it. That'd be so weird to me. How do you enjoy a burger staring at somebody? Now, I thought I would get something maybe out of Tracy about the relationship with that. Hemda said, I don't see the big deal about that. I couldn't picture Hemda being in the guy's situation. And then that's when the debate started.
But okay, so I would not be in the guy's situation. And I might not sit in a restaurant with you and do it, but I would for my birthday order what I want. And okay, that
there's a lot of might nots. And
but hold on. But if you wanted to, because it's your birthday, eat that burger in front of me at a restaurant, I would stare at you happily. Do you also want a blowjob that I'm not going to enjoy? Like, do you know what I mean? Like, it's your day.
Yes, because I'm evil. Like? Only if you're not going to enjoy all these things.
No, but it's not like.
And then people say.
But you also have to trust me that I would love for you to get this burger in the experience that you want and that truly, for real, you have to trust me, would make me happy. And I'm telling you the truth. Or I'd be like, could you do it with somebody else? I've been telling you the truth this whole time.
You just equated it to a blowjob that you wouldn't want to give.
No, yeah, I know. I took that back in my head as soon as I said
that. And when you...
But I'm just saying it's like a giving thing. Like, maybe I'm not receiving an orgasm, but it's very enjoyable to give it to someone.
And if you even start to moist up like you're going to have an orgasm, I'd go, no, it's my day. No. And when you compare it to I've eaten when other people haven't eaten, of course, I have too. This is different. This is
for
different.
For you, that's the thing. For
I
you.
Think, this is different. Than, so this is a birthday and you're staring at the other person. Not you're out with people and you didn't eat because somebody else, okay. You ate and somebody else. You know what I'm saying.
I think that, Keith, if Tracy and her boyfriend's relationship was all just beautiful wine and roses, you maybe wouldn't even bat an eyelash at this story.
I think I would still find it odd. Would. In fact,
he's very petty.
Also, it's
I'm the nice one here.
It's confusing
I'm the nice one
to
here.
No, you just don't believe
like
me.
Extremely codependent behavior to not do what you want to do, even though you're partner is telling you that you have to believe what they're saying. You have to take what they're saying at face value. It's like, I don't drink alcohol. If I go on a date with somebody who does and they're like drinking a glass of wine in front of me and they're like, do you mind? And I say, no, absolutely not. And then they still don't do it because they don't believe me that I don't mind. It's like, that's weird.
So annoying.
But that's you can't, you decide not to drink ever. Not you have a digestive problem and can't drink for 2 weeks.
Right, but I still believe what I'm selling you. Give me the, pay me the courtesy of believing that what I'm saying is
sometimes
true.
I care for you so much that I know you're lying.
I hung out with this dude. It was a new friend, and we went to this meditation thing, and then I think we met earlier. So I don't know. We were gonna have a drink, and I'm like, I don't drink, but I'm sure they'll have tea in a bar somewhere, and I'd like tea, and we were gonna go to a cafe, but I know he wanted to drink. I'm like, really, I will be okay in a bar. It's not like I have a bar thing. We go to the bar. I order tea. He orders tea, and I'm like, we're not fucking sitting in this bar.
Literally, same experience. I went on a
Seriously?
Date once. We went to a bar. My suggestion, because we were near it. I get a Diet Coke. He gets a Diet Coke. I'm like, what are you doing? Now we have to order French fries.
Right. That's another thing.
They don't want us here.
Yeah. And it was like, you
this
know,
is stupid. We look like idiots. Like,
it was right after work.
I trusted you to drink an alcohol. I believed in you. There's I thought no, we had something.
But there's no chance he could have wanted a tea or a Diet Coke?
Well, it was specific. He was like, what do you want to do? And I'm like, oh, I don't drink. I'll find a tea wherever we go, though, because he mentioned I want a drink. Like, it was what he wanted to do before we do this thing. And so when he ordered the tea, I'm like, please don't do that. You know, please order what you want. And he accused me of doing the same thing before. We hung out another time. And we got a pizza. I said something like vegetable slice or whatever. He goes, is that normally what you order? I had to think about it. I'm like, what the hell are you talking about? I said, I don't know. I guess normally I'd order a plain slice, but that looked good. And he goes, oh, because women tend to order something different because, like, you know, maybe dudes around. And I go, but what would make this vegetable slice different? Like, am I...
Right.
What is this anything, night different from all other nights?
If anything, it's sloppier.
Yeah. So I go, please don't. So when we're at the bar and he's literally doing what he accused me of doing, which I'm not doing. I'm fucking 43 years old. And so, and I'm not having an alcohol because you are. And so I was like, please don't do that. You say not to do that and you're doing it. And then he ordered a drink. He was like so relieved. I was like, this is the most boring kind of behavior to me.
Do what you want.
Yeah.
And trust me that if I don't want to be there, I'll go.
If he says he wants a Diet Coke also,
then
believe him.
Yeah, fine. Okay.
Believe him. Unless you know better and he's a fucking bullshit artist.
But if the whole time you're saying, I want ice cream, and then we get to the ice cream parlor and you order a tea, and I go, don't do it for me. And then you're like, oh, okay, waiter. I'm like, oh, okay, adult. Not interested. Sorry.
Mm-hmm. It made him thirsty, though, this conversation.
It did make me thirsty.
We asked the audience, of course, whose side are you on during the birthday burger debate? Exactly. 50-50.
Wow. Our audience is split when it comes to you and me. That's so interesting.
50% decent people.
Yeah, okay.
50% fucking weirdos.
Okay.
However you look at it.
Yeah.
That's the science behind it.
We asked...
He's got his beakers out.
This printer sure gets him a lot of science done.
Yeah. They're my beakers.
They're his beakers.
Yeah. No, of course. Disrespect.
Moving on, bristly ahead. Mm-hmm. The next episode, Babies on Fire with JP McDade.
Mm-hmm. Do you guys know that song?
Headline, front page, above the fold. Hemda lights self on fire. The deck is Xerxes also there. Bystanders say, yeah, obviously that's something that they would do. Did you see the video, though?
Hashtag.
Baby's on fire.
That, see, this is the thing. Hemda will do whatever you want to do on your birthday. But once in a while, she has to hurt herself. And she takes this stuntman-type material and lights her hand on fire. And I'll tell you what, I don't know if it was her shrieking or what, but it did look very scary. And I certainly needed no part of it myself. And I was surprised by the poll on this one. Mm-hmm. And you can see the fire footage on Hemda's Instagram. After seeing Hemda's fire video on Instagram, are you tempted to do it yourself? 72% Say no.
No, huh? Okay. Not even tempted.
No.
Who was our guest that day? Because he had JP. He was like, you know what? I would do it.
At first, he was like, you did what? Mm-hmm. Bah, bah, bah. And then by the end of the episode, he was like, well, tell me when you're doing it next. I want to be there.
Right?
Yeah.
I wonder if I had this the material this week, how many
you
guests.
You made it look good. You made it look really good. What can I say? You and Xerxes together, lighting yourselves on fire.
How much cooler did he look than I did?
Right. Well, he also.
He's so cool.
He's very cool. He has just this laid back, you know, stoner vibe. And so he could actually literally, I don't even think he had the soap material. I think he just lit his hand on fire. He's like, yeah, I did that.
He was like doing it with his mind power.
Yeah.
Like he's a monk.
Human torch. Watch this. And then he blew it out.
Yes, my name starts with an X, and there's an X in the middle. Yeah. Just try and spell it. You won't be able to.
If you get me to say it backwards, I evaporate, but you won't.
So, Keith, you wouldn't if we brought that material to your backyard?
Probably.
I know you would. You don't avoid these things.
Probably, but with that said, I never asked you the recipe.
Right, but I know, like, we're bringing it over next time we come over, and I know you're going to light yourself on fire.
Wait, what? Is that going to be at Keith and the Girl Weekend?
Maybe.
I don't think it's a good idea.
But I'm going to do it in my bathtub. A bubble bath of fire.
Keith just got the house cleaned. I would maybe save it for a different party.
Would you do it?
No.
Did you see it?
Yes.
Not even if you only saw Xerxes' version.
Especially not.
Oh, really? Because that looked like, okay.
I feel like if there was a person who was the opposite of me, it might be Xerxes. So.
Okay.
Not in a bad way.
Right, no.
Just like two different ends of some spectrum. Right. And I don't know what the spectrum is. But.
You have fun in different ways.
Yes, exactly. Yes. Mm-hmm. I'm more into crossword puzzles.
And reservations.
Reservations.
I'm trying to think. If one room had the fire stuff and another room had, I can watch somebody eat a hamburger on their birthday, where would I go?
Mm. I would definitely go to the fire room.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And light myself on fire because this is terrible choices. I'm in hell.
Let's see, what else on that episode?
We talked about the, Chemda found a video on the Google Assistant. Your computer will call.
That's another thing that I convinced Keith to do.
Right. Like, have you seen this? I'm like, a year ago. She's like, it doesn't matter. We need
half
hour.
I was so upset. I was like, you saw this a year ago and you didn't share it with me and I'm sharing with this much enthusiasm. You're wrong and you're wrong.
To me, it's like Chemda saying, have you heard about this flying car? Here's an article from 1942. We're going to have them. And I'm like, but we don't. So who gives a shit?
It was a year ago and it was like a real talk.
Hi, I want to make a, let me think, too much appointment at, I don't know, 4:15, 4:30, 4:15 is good. Is that good for you? Yes. Excellent. Have a great day. Click. And that's the computer.
Come
talking.
On, it was fun to talk about. It flipped out JP.
Right.
That was fun.
JP liked it.
Yeah, it was. It was fun to talk about how it's obvious computers are going to kill us. It's just a little fantasy fun talk. Hi, can I come in? Oh, shit, you're a robot. Emily, I thought you were a person. I'm dead.
I think the real lesson here is I need a different pitch when I pitch Keith because I always get let down. Like, did you see this? Yes. Yes, I did.
Here's what you have to do. Start reading the newspaper from today first. That's all.
Right. Right.
That's just a good starting place.
Instead, what do we have? We have Chemda laughing at me. The only guy that buys the newspaper. Well, it's newspaper, Chemda. It's new and it's news.
Before the show started, guys, Chemda was talking about silent trailers and she's like, there's a lot of movies out there.
I have to get this ready by myself.
You wouldn't believe it. I mean,
some of them look good.
Listen, I log on to the net and I type in movies or maybe even film, and you'd be just knackered at what pops up. I mean, that list just keeps on going.
You know what's making more sense? Multiplexes. Because that's really the only way they can all be out there.
She's like, I'm starting to get what the Oscars are all about. You know, it's movies. They keep making them.
I'm like, how can every year there be 8 movies? But there are.
It's not just like a place to get the good popcorn.
Right. It's like, oh, the popcorn place has movies.
You should have seen when I found family size candy in other places. Mm. Oh, goodness.
Cut out the middleman. That's what we're all about in 2019.
Turns out it's cheaper when it's big like that. Oh, man.
Okay, shall we?
Let's.
I Love You, Man with Hannah Boone and Pranav Bihari.
Yeah, man.
New guest.
Yeah.
And best new guest.
That's right.
Face Off.
Yeah.
Nobody doesn't love
front
Hannah.
Page above the phone.
Well, Pranav is one of these people that gives me a hard time without knowing it when I double check the pronunciation of the name.
Okay.
So is that Pranav Bihari? And he goes, yeah. No, you're talking to the wrong guy. I care.
Right.
Yeah, okay. Like, let's do it again. Is it this?
Yeah.
Like, you say it. And he says it exactly how I'm saying it. I'm like, okay, let me say it again.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, then that's your name. I don't know. I'm doing my best.
I know. As a person with that kind of name, I don't know when to quit. I don't know how much you really want to know. I don't know how much you're listening or can listen. Right. And I'm not like shitting on you. I just know that I have literally repeated my name 10 times and the person repeats it back wrong every time. So I want you to picture this. Keith.
Mm-hmm. What's your name?
I don't know you. What's, you.
Who doesn't know who?
I don't know you.
Okay. Hi.
What's your name?
Keith.
Koth?
Keith.
Creith?
Why are you trying so hard?
No, I'm just trying to get it right. This is your name. I don't want to get it wrong.
Keith. It's Keith, like Heath.
Like Feith?
Yeah. Where are we, by the way?
Sorry, it's loud in here. What was your name?
Yeah.
No, I want to be the one to get it right.
Are we in a club?
Yeah.
Okay. It's loud.
I want to get it right. Please repeat it. Just tell me when I'm saying Keith. It right. Cut.
Yes, cut.
Okay. You give up? It's not fun?
Well, I just hate clubs.
It's like, how many times can you say someone's name until you're like, I feel like I'm torturing you.
Right.
Yeah. I feel like when I tell people my name, sometimes they're very surprised that it's Bianca.
But you can let it go. But let it go with confidence. Go, you know what I mean? Go, yeah, Bronca. And then let it go. Don't go,
okay.
Because are you trying to tell me something?
I just think that people expect me to be named like Jen, you know?
They think you're lying.
Yeah.
I'm not Starbucks. Tell me the truth.
They're like, Bianca.
But like, you look like an Italian portrait.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate
like
that.
Like a classic, like, make my place look better because you're hanging on the wall. Like, wow. Now I have more class.
Damn.
Now it looks like my kids go to boarding school.
Yeah.
But like the nice kind.
Yeah.
Where they're taken care of and people care about them.
Exactly. Yeah. Boarding school face.
A regular Mona Lisa.
Hell yeah. That's sexy. She's so hot. She looks like a painting where girls were fat and we don't know why they painted them fat, but apparently they liked it like that then. Whatever.
We can't prove it, but that's what they say.
It was funny. Wait, so can I get a clarification, please? Mm-hmm. Is Hannah really dating the guy who writes the Weird But True section?
Yeah, isn't that funny?
She was so happy to tell Keith.
In fact, he sent me an email. He's like, you know,
I hear you're a fan.
I'll try to do less shit spilling on the highway. But
does he do, I mean, he must do other stuff for the paper.
I'm not sure what else he does, but I don't care. And but it sounds like he curates the stuff. And then a woman named Natalie is the one that picks him because he says, he showed me the list for the next day's paper and it was huge.
Oh my
and
God.
I know that Natalie only puts
did
up
you
5
come?
Well he said I said, do we like Natalie? And he said, we do, but she loves animal stories for Weird But True. And I hate that.
Wow.
I don't care that an alligator got in your pool.
So he is with you on that.
He's with me. I don't know if he's with me, but he understands my gripe.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, maybe he'll go to Natalie and say, we got some feedback from this hip podcast there and what's hot, news and politics.
Right.
And I know this is weird, but it's true. They don't like animal stories.
A panda learned to wave. Okay, but you only have 3 senses, so what do I care?
That's so exciting for Hannah.
It's exciting for me.
What a coup.
Yeah.
What a man. Mm-hmm. My God.
And she's in love.
I know. It was so sweet to hear all these terrified people talking about being in love and how annoying it is. It's bad.
We talked about
bad.
The social media. Does having a partner, does that mix with social media give you anxiety? It does a little bit with me. Even taking pictures with Kyle, I'm like, yeah, but don't post that. You know?
Why?
Yeah. Why? Because
yeah,
I don't
do it in the studio.
Yeah, even in the studio with Hemda, I'm like,
please, Keith, the people need to see you.
I'm like, it doesn't look good.
And Hemda, I don't like taking pictures either, but I do it.
Right. And Hemda pointed out, well, that's your ego talking. And then that's a funny word to me, because to me, it's the opposite. You would think you'd go on social media, it's everybody's ego. Not wanting it there is the ego. But okay, more people can have a fucking ego if you ask me. I'd feel weird about these pictures. I like 1 in 10. All right. And it always gave me some kind of anxiety, and our new guest Pranav thought the same thing. Mm-hmm. Hannah did not, but she's new. Give her time in this relationship. We asked the audience: does social media give you anxiety in your relationship? 31% say yes. I'm surprised it's not higher.
I'm with you, Keith.
Thank you.
I don't like any images of myself, and I've had. Not to brag, but I've had a lot of boyfriends.
Right.
And I've never really posted anything because I find it humiliating to have feelings or be in love.
Well, I also don't like sometimes, I honestly don't know what it's for sometimes. Like, are we?
It's even, for bragging, for feeling good about yourself.
But like, I'm in Hawaii and Catherine wanted to take a picture. And I'm like, but what are we doing? We're just saying, look, we're in Hawaii. Fuck off. You're not.
Yeah.
Like,
no, why does it have to be that?
Then what is it?
Well, okay, so we used to share photos in other ways, and it would be like, look where we were. We had this experience. Now we can show you photos of it. I'm going to tell you about it. Here's a picture. I like seeing people on their vacation. I like seeing people with their children. I actually think it's cool.
Yeah?
I like it too, but
it doesn't bother me. You're not on vacation in spite of, like, this to spite me, you know?
Well, it's not just, I don't think they're saying fuck you, Keith, but it's fun. I'm like, look at you. You're an adult. You're on a cruise.
Well, I like to see other people's stuff, but I just definitely get self-conscious when it's me.
Right.
It reminds me, like, because I forget to take pictures, but it reminds me, because I am, like, in vacation, oh, we're taking pictures of the water. But I like to put myself in there because 5, 10 years, 20 years down the road, we have that memory. And I like seeing other people and what they're doing. And it's like, oh, that's where that beach is. And maybe I've thought of going there, or like, wow, maybe I should think of going there. It's not really that big a deal. It's like, if you came back from vacation with Kyle and you showed me pictures.
It's not a big, I really don't think it's a big deal, but I do think.
It's just a way of sharing. If you were to share pictures of your vacation with me, this is a little bit easier because I don't have to sit there and go on your timing.
But
it's just nice.
But the process is just a little bit. Stressful.
Agreed.
No, sweetheart, I don't like that picture. Right there, even that is a thing that we have to do now. It's not going to turn into a fight, but it's stupid. Well, I like that picture. Well, I don't.
Right.
End of story.
Okay, I get
that. That's a thing, and we don't have to do it. How about we just kiss?
But I always feel like I should try and get over it. I think that's the difference between me and you, Kate.
No, I do too. But
I'm like, I should get over it. I should post more stuff.
I'll think about how many Keith and Girl pictures, believe it or not, I go, all right, I'll get over it. It's
right.
For the team. But
I've been doing it now, like when I've been posting like funny face pictures of me, like I like half blinking, because I need it to be less precious. I need for my pictures not to be in the perfect light, not to be in the, so that I'm not worried about it. So that if there is a moment and I want to share it, you know, my double chin in that picture only is not going to be precious. Now, I'm not 100% there yet, but I'm trying, because I know that we come from, you know, we used to show people pictures and then it's ours. Mm-hmm. Now it's everybody else's. Mm-hmm. But we got to get less precious about it so we could just kind of throw it out.
I'm going to do thirst traps.
Yes.
I got to start. I got to get on it. Mm-hmm. I'm wasting my youth.
It's just odd that your therapist is making it.
She would be into that.
I want some exes confused by Thursday.
Okay, let's move.
All right.
Wait, no, one more thing about that episode. If you have an embarrassing tattoo and you cover it up, don't tell people it's a cover-up. Just say it's a tattoo of a block.
Well, I saw Newsy.
People got so upset on the forum.
Newsy,
if you're not going to say it.
Yeah.
Then don't say it.
Say it's an ex-girlfriend's name, he goes.
Yeah.
Like, who gives a shit?
I wouldn't be able to do that.
You wouldn't be able to do what?
I wouldn't be able to lie about what was underneath. No. I would sooner say what Bianca said, where it's just, I just thought it'd be cool.
Right.
And then later, I can tell you when I don't know. But it, again, that to me, like, don't be precious about that either. You know what I mean? Right. Like, I don't want to care that hardcore. Because what could it be? It's not a crime.
Well, for it to be a cover-up, it's the biggest fucking cover-up I've ever seen.
Really?
It's huge. It's a huge fucking band.
And just a block of dark.
A block of ink. And you go, why? And he goes, I'm not telling. It's the biggest secret ever. Like, he's the one who said it's a secret.
Honestly, the first rule of having a secret is don't tell anybody right. You have a secret if you really want to have a secret.
Maybe he liked that. Maybe he liked, like, I'm not going to tell you what it is. It's something that wouldn't embarrass... It would embarrass my wife, but it's not bad. So people wouldn't be angry at me. It is childlike.
Yeah, I think it's just
not
a childish
cartoon
thing.
I'm not embarrassed about. What is it? Can't tell you. Goodbye.
It's flowers, but they were the wrong color.
Well, he's going to be at Keys in the Girl Weekend.
We'll get to the bottom of that.
Everyone take pictures with him and ask for the sleeve tattoo to be in it.
Well, luckily the following show, we had somebody to make us forget about that tattoo. We had
Animal Husbandry with Will Winner and Patrick Schroeder.
Yeah. We talked, of course, about Kentucky finally. Mm-hmm. Making laws against bestiality. I mean, they got those beautiful horses. It should be state by state, but it did take them a while, right? Mm-hmm. They were fighting it for a good couple of years. And then Will Winner says, you know what? I understand donkey fucking. I had to assume it's a silly joke. Hemda follows up.
He doubled right down
and,
on it.
And I'm convinced that he's not against people in faraway towns that we don't even know how they get water are allowed to fuck donkeys and it's not a big deal.
This is the anthropology that he's studying.
I believe he's completely serious. And
yeah, but
over the weekend at one of these parties, mm-hmm. on Sunday during those game shows, I'm going to have two guys in a donkey suit in the corner. Kind of like we reported on a following show, how the police put up fake walls, barricades in the MTA, so that when you spray paint them, the cops jump out. It's a fake wall. Gotcha. That's what we're going to do with this donkey.
It's a fake donkey. Gotcha.
It's actually people in a suit, and we're going to see if he's joking
or not.
Well,
then it wouldn't be illegal, because then you'd just be having sex with a person.
Oh, but we're going to know.
Loophole.
We're going to know deep down.
Okay.
While we're putting somebody's asshole on ice.
I mean, their dynamic together was so funny.
I love it.
Mm-hmm. I'm like kind of obsessed with it. And Patrick is so funny with his just like sad one-liners. Yeah. Really, really funny.
You know what? He definitely comes off like that, but... It's funny because when he says the one-liners, he's actually a pretty happy guy, it seems, because he kind of smirks.
He's pleased with himself.
Yeah, he does, right?
Yeah. For sure.
I hate sex and everything.
He's like, well, she knows the sex positions you're talking about. Yeah. Stationary. Yeah.
He's like, what's that called? Stationary doesn't sound right, but that's what it is.
He's very cute.
Yeah, I like them as a little duo on the pod. And also, I think it was funny, Hemda, you felt a little, I was perceiving, correct me if I'm wrong, that you felt a little ganged up on in that episode.
Oh, what you're part?
Like, you're like, you guys can talk about chising and I can't talk about chising. Right. I want to talk about chising too.
She has the words that are always, again, poon, jizz, you know, the popular ones she's been saying recently. I disagree when Hemda said that she's always been this, horned up or whatnot. I do think it's been since the celibacy. And I believe we had a poll on this. Speaking of which, I can't believe I don't have it at my fingertips. But the audience has noticed. Your friend Xerxes notices that you talk like an 8-year-old boy. Who said that? Or was it Jerome or Newsy? One of them said
Jerome.
Okay. So why this is the aggressive talk all over again. This is a fact.
What did you think, Bianca?
And you know it.
We know what you think.
Well, I felt like you were kind of triggered in maybe the way of somebody who grew up with brothers, where you're like, no, let me like be a part of this thing.
Does it sound different when I say it?
I don't think so, but I think that they thought it was funny to rag on you about it. And Keith thinks it's funny to rag on you about it. And you're playing right into their hands. Like, put a big bullseye on your chest.
All right, fair.
Yeah, so I don't know.
No, if she's an adult. You want to talk about poon drippage, talk about poon drippage. I'm just saying,
That's what you're saying?
Is that what you think you sound like?
Just saying,
Okay.
That's what he's saying, I guess.
That's when he's not mad.
Okay.
Yeah. The poll, by the way, and again, these, you know, we're getting to the end of the second week, so these polls are very new. But the poll was, when it comes to donkey fucking, are you lenient?
I liked that phrasing.
Well, keep in mind, these polls take more time than the show sometimes. One person has said yes.
Okay. Well, I just also love, like, I don't know, I'm kind of obsessed with male friendship, like fraternal friendship.
Right.
Because it's not something that I'll ever be in on. And I like, my dream is to eavesdrop on a bunch of guys just talking to each other in a room about not like stupid.
Right.
Like, if I could be a fly on the wall when they just hang out, the two of them, I would definitely do it. And I don't know what that means about me.
You want to hear what it's like?
Sure.
Okay. So it's me, and then I'll play the role of both men. Okay. Okay. We're let's say we're at a bar, but nobody else is around us.
Okay.
Okay. Here's how it goes.
Doubt it. I doubt it.
That's terrifying.
They clearly talk to each other.
Okay.
They have to.
I don't know. I've heard that guys really sincerely like don't talk to each other.
You know the joke. I mean, you come home, your wife goes, "Hey, how was Bob? Good, we had fun. How's the divorce going?" Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, but they're friends. I don't know. I think you're wrong.
You're not missing out, and I'll let you have it if you want to feel that way.
But I think there are some guys that are now trying a different way.
But they gotta say something.
We find a way.
Wow.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah. We can communicate in that Anne Frank house at the time. You know what I mean? We don't really have to talk.
But I just think it's so funny how like Will goes on this weird diatribe about how sometimes some people have sex with donkeys and it's fine.
Right.
And then Patrick's there like, I'm with him, you know, 110%. That's my best friend. And then you're trying to tell me that they go out together and they don't say anything?
No, they don't. Because if you said, Patrick, sum up what Will was trying to say about donkey fucking, he'd be like, I think he said it best. He wouldn't have a thought.
Wait, what? No, when I was a waitress, I used to eavesdrop on guys having lunch with each other so much, and then like maybe be able to get like little tidbits about them talking about their girlfriends and stuff with each other. Oh, my kingdom for that eavesdrop.
Ma'am, this is 10 times you asked if we want more bread. Fine, give us some fucking bread. Should I take the bread away? Now, ma'am, please.
So how do you feel about that, though? No, keep talking to each other. Pretend they're not here. I don't know.
She's like, your table looks uneven. Let me fix it underneath.
Yeah, I'll just be here in case you need anything. So that's my dream.
Well, they'll be there. I'm excited about this whole weekend, by the way. Yeah.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
Yeah. You'll be part of it.
I know.
You get nervous?
Yes.
What game are you part of?
Silent Trailers.
And I'm the frigging judge of You Can't Say That.
Which one makes you more nervous?
The frigging judge of You Can't Say
Should've
That.
Should have known it had the F word. All the clues were there.
Yeah.
You'll be great.
I downloaded the app.
Cool.
So that I could practice at home.
Cool.
And I'm doing like fake show. I'm right. Like, Nate, you can't say that.
Right.
Nobody's there.
Everybody's fucking up. That doesn't exist. Right. First of all, can you hurry on stage?
Places. You can't say that. Okay. Last up, Whammo Slip and Slide with our favorite Billy Preceda.
We came up with the name Slip and Slide.
I can't even with this name.
And then I looked up exactly how slip and slide spells slip and slide. And it's exactly how I have it. And then I realized they're named by the company Whammo. Thus, how lucky we got with the title.
Whammo. Slip and slide. A little peek behind the curtain.
Yeah. Billy came over.
Right. And we said, you know what? That's the end of the week. Perfect title.
He likes the drama. Am I right?
Yeah. I have on my notes, passion/drama/dysfunction.
Yeah. You know, he likes the intensity.
The lines are blurred.
Mm-hmm.
Because there are so many situations that Billy has like ended up in that he's talked about on the show where it's like, no, you don't just end up there. Like right. It doesn't, there's no just like, oh, look. And so this one really took the cake. I ended up in my parents' house
the three dogs.
On Christmas with a stripper I didn't know trying to make me say the N-word. Like, a little bit of responsibility for what happens to you. You don't just end up there.
Hey, Billy, guess what happened to me last night? I'll repeat your story.
Andrea told us the dogs were big. Because I noticed
I didn't even consider that the dogs might be big. Right. I thought they were small.
I assumed they were small. I didn't want to ask because I didn't want to derail. Fuck it. The dogs are dogs. That's crazy right. enough. I was wondering if, Keith, you were going to ask. When we both didn't ask at the end, you thought it too, right?
I assumed they were small because my dogs are small. But either way is crazy because small dogs are jumpy.
Yippee.
Big dogs are big.
Yeah.
Either way, it was insane to me. And you would think.
But you're also not invested. Like, that's fine. Do something hot. But like, it's
but
not hot.
But nothing happened. This is my whole problem with right. Billy.
Yeah. You would think if you had.
She didn't know how to communicate. She kept trying to get me to say that.
None of them knows how to communicate. Well, find one. Doing Keith and the Girl for 14 years, I've learned something. These alternate lifestyle people, you would expect them to be skipping into the studio. Yeah, life's good. Polly, wake up, people. You don't have to be a fucking robot and find one person for life. They're ready to cut themselves every single day. He does not look like a happy person. Try it the boring way for a week, Billy, because you're not happy.
I just ended up on my podcast with my fingers in someone's vagina.
Literally.
My fingers just ended up there.
Yes, I'm supposed to tell her. My girlfriend, I can fuck other people. I just have to say first. But this was more clinical. I was doing a show.
I was doing Dr. Billy.
And my job was literally to find pleasure spots on this woman. I don't see how that's a thing.
Okay, but if it was me, like with all this, to me, the experience of this is really saying what you want. And for me, I would never have agreed I'm going to tell you ahead of time. I am not going to text one lover right. before I pick up another.
Yeah, hold on one second.
Yeah, it's just not, it's not sexy to me. Unless that's the sexiness of it. Like, hey, this is what's up. But that's a lot of typing while you're like flirting with someone. Yeah. It's a lot of like, you have
multi-task.
To.
Multitask.
Yeah, but you also have to, what if like I'm being carried away and that's rare and it's about to have, hold on a second. Yeah. Not only do I have to put on a condom.
Say, right, they're going to say yes anyway, but.
Yeah, that's the thing. No, I would not. That's a rule I wouldn't agree right. to. And maybe we're not together because of that, but I'll tell you after, but.
They're like regular people too, in that people agree to things they don't want to. Mm-hmm. These poly people, these alternate lifestyle people.
Yeah, because he wants
people,
to respect what she wants, but then you don't get to fuck her.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I just. And I think that he's right. It was clinical and it was his job and he does do that.
Job.
Yeah, but there are people here that I'm like, that have shown me their dicks.
Clock
I'm not supposed to look
in,
at dicks.
Clock out, mm-hmm. you know, tote that barge, do your job.
Mm-hmm. But it like, right? haven't we seen people's dicks, people's boobs and we're like, oh, show it. Any boyfriend, girlfriend would be like, what the fuck are you doing? And how can I explain? Like, no, I just had to see his dick.
Right. Just doing my job, man.
He said he was a grower. I gotta fucking understand this.
I have my girlfriend on Slack at all times. I'm like, hey, this guy's about to show his dick.
Right. but for real, that has happened to us. Right. And I'm not about to have my partner be. And there was times where you were my partner and I'm like, show me your dick. And you get right. it. Like, you know, I don't want to. Meanwhile, as soon as the dick is out, I'm like, oh, I can't see it.
That's the funniest part. And they can see all the dicks if you're dating her. Trust me.
Is that?
Don't worry.
Was that like the fire video? The same
yes,
sort of.
Yes. yes. Exactly. I'm not that cool.
I don't know. I just ended up on my podcast with my ex partner. Her telling me that they never loved me. I just ended up there.
Right. I ended up thinking there's a percent chance that we'd end up back together, and I cried after, and that's the way it ended up.
But also, she means so much to me. We've been together for 2 months. Okay. Well, you had fun.
You can still be you can still be intense and intense with everyone.
I know the last time we talked about Billy on last week on Keith and the Girl, I was saying, like, can you please ask him about a poly success story?
Right.
And you didn't follow through.
Yeah, but
maybe you tried. There's nothing to report.
There's no success stories of, like, non-poly people either. Right,
I mean, he always looks like he's about to cry as is. Why would I push it, Bianca?
No, make him cry on the air, okay? Put your fingers in his vagina. Plot twist. He had a vagina the whole time.
It's
front page above the fold. Billy Procida reveals secret vagina.
His lifestyle. Not only does it end up a bummer, all the stories, it sounds dangerous.
Yes. I mean, the whole N-word thing, and he's like, well, I don't know how this happened. I'm just like,
you had no idea. No,
okay. I'm out. You know, right. I'm patient to a point, but you got to give me a little bit more. You got to give me a little bit more self-awareness.
What if your therapist makes you date him?
She couldn't.
That's the challenge, is to argue with her.
I'd have to break up with her.
It's been 5 years. We asked, Hemda ended up seeing after the show.
Oh, yeah.
Billy having sex with.
Oh, right. I was going to follow up on that.
Yeah.
Squirting video follow up is on my notes.
Yeah. So it's from his angle, like he's holding the camera. So it's from that perspective.
POV.
Yeah. So I'm basically just seeing their bits mushing into each other. But I gotta say, he worked it out. Everyone was doing a very good job, and it didn't.
How long was it? It was like 5 seconds, right?
Because it was like towards the end, he was showing me. Okay. So, and then I wouldn't call it a squirt. I think people call any kind of like gushing or excess from a woman. It was more like
poo and slop.
It was like, you know how when you're on a slide in a
slip and slide.
So then it, you know,
the water
has it just kind of comes out.
Okay.
Yeah. It was great.
So it wasn't an arc. It wasn't Motley Crue.
No, it was like as his penis was coming out, stuff was coming. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah.
And then, you know what's funny? So there's like two seconds of that. And then she does whatever she does. And then he goes, nice. And then Hemda throws the phone.
I started laughing. But it was fine. It wasn't like, ew, gross. But that is my friend. And that's, I was like, okay.
Good. Good girl.
Yeah, it was like a good girl type thing. I was like, hey, that's next level intimate, man. Even though I just saw your dick mushing into her.
Now, again, this is a brand new poll, but we asked the audience, is squirting just urinating? 40% of our doctors say yes. 60% are guessing no.
I don't think it's pee. Because what I saw, I'm like, oh, I've done that before. It's not squirt. I didn't consider it squirting. And it was very, very watery, like not thick, not like it wasn't the consistency of, I don't know, anything I've seen before, but it was more like water. It was clear. Didn't have a smell really.
Okay. What do you think?
About what?
you blacked out.
I just left my body. I was floating around towards the ceiling.
You don't pee like that.
I think
not what I saw. That's not how you pee.
Until they have a name for it, I'm calling it pee. All
right. Well, all right. I mean,
well, that's different when I say you made me pee laughing.
See? I take it as a compliment either way.
I just want to put it out there.
I just can't believe you saw Billy's penis now.
Yeah.
In the video.
Yeah.
Do you want to speak on that? Do you want to elaborate on that?
Most of the time it was hiding in the cave, so I couldn't really get a good.
Okay.
And then when it was coming out, it was like so much was happening because the water was coming. It was
Do you think it's worth the hype?
I think it was good. I didn't really see a good shot of his penis, but I thought the sex looked really good. Mm-hmm. I thought they were both really working it out. And he made her come, and it was all like in good timing. It was very nice.
She was a good girl.
Yeah. She was way into it. She was like, Billy, don't stop.
Just send it to my therapist, see what she thinks.
And then he said the K word for Jews. It was a really weird video. Gosh.
That's what made her come.
Yeah, I don't know about any of it, guys. I don't think we figured any of it out. So many questions.
Yeah, because like, honestly, God, what do I even do during this show?
I don't know.
I'm more confused.
I'm out of here.
Hemda got some big news today, by the way.
I don't know if it's news as much as like it hit me like news.
Front page above the fold. Yeah. Tell me.
Honestly, front page above the fold. More bullshit.
No
Hashtag
way.
Holy Christ. When does it end? News at forever.
I knew more Keith, bullshit.
I knew Keith would make it a little more dramatic.
Well, you were a little dramatic. When I talked to you on the phone, we were just talking about business stuff, and I heard something wrong.
God damn it.
By the way. And Henda says, hey, okay, so I was at the doctor's. Should I tell you now or on the show? Not now. I hear it in your voice, but not now. I go, tell me now.
Well, I had to go to my regular doctor just to get a pre-op clearance.
For the knee?
For the knee. So I had to go before the other surgery. So before you go into surgery, you go to your regular doctor, and they do such basic shit. It's like the stuff that they could do at the kiosk at the thing right before. They check your blood pressure. They check how your vitals are doing. They take a couple blood tests. Just a regular visit, no invasive stuff.
Right.
So she's looking at my throat, looking at my ears, and then she's touching my throat.
This is to make sure you can have knee surgery.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's just like she's fine. Nothing's wrong.
Okay.
So she touches my throat and she goes, oh, you might have like this thyroid thing. Most likely it's going to be another autoimmune disease because your autoimmune disease will be picking up other autoimmune diseases.
Which is related to the tumor being taken out.
Well, it's related to myasthenia gravis, which usually the people who have my tumor are very likely to have.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So I do have a little bit of the myasthenia gravis. And so that means...
What's a little bit? 50%?
I don't know. There is such a thing. Like, apparently it's called the snowflake disease because...
You're a pussy.
Because I know. Yeah, because it's like, just fucking take it. Because nothing's the same. Like, no one's the same. Everyone experiences it different.
Great.
But a lot of people, like, lose mobility. It's attacking your nerve, your muscles. So this is very weird because I didn't realize that my autoimmune is going to get more autoimmune. I thought you just get one and then it starts crashing your system. But, you know, I didn't know it was going to develop others. So I was like, oh, fuck.
So different diseases.
Yeah. So now it's probably I have another autoimmune disease that has to do with my thyroid. And I took some tests, but I was like, oh, so is my body body attacking me? And she like looks very serious and she goes, yes. And I'm like, am I dying? And then she looks serious, she pauses and she goes, not necessarily. And I'm like, oh. And then she starts telling me what I have to do. I have to go to the sixth floor, I have to go to the second floor, like I have to go to all these, like, you know, get your prescription over here, get this over there. And she's looking at me and she's like, do you want me to write this down? Because I'm gone.
Sure.
Right? You just told me I'm dying. You don't want to say it, but I know what you just said. And so she wrote it down for me. Everyone was very nice. And so to me, it's like I have AIDS. I'm just not contagious.
That your body's going to keep.
Yeah, it's going to keep attacking.
Not even not protecting itself, attacking itself.
Mm-hmm.
So did you get the results back of this?
No, this just happened today.
So okay. Now you have to see a specialist.
Oh, I'm constantly seeing. Right. Yeah.
So is it her place to say not necessarily?
I don't see.
She doesn't study my theory behaviors.
No, but at this particular place, they have a lot of like autoimmune people because of it's like an LGBTQ space. So they talk a lot about like HIV and AIDS. There's like a lot of pamphlets. So,
so
it's
the
not
good
like,
news is this is all she knows, and she wants everybody to have the diseases so that they can be cured. Hmm. Well, here's the thing to me with doctors that's good in this situation. If they're not specialists on that thing, they don't know what the fuck they're talking about. So they tell you things are good when they're bad and bad when they're good. So that's the good news.
Yeah.
It's not as bad. That's an odd thing to say, not necessarily. And then tell you to go see a specialist. That's why.
What is she supposed to say?
I don't know. You go to a specialist.
Yeah, I mean, she did say, like, I started asking more questions. She's
I mean,
like,
just tell me, do I put my affairs in order? Tell me, April 15th is coming up. Do I pay taxes? Do I get a break? Should I go to Hawaii? I'll take some pictures on Instagram. I don't have an ego.
I don't think I'm dying tomorrow. And they were always warning me that this could get, like, progressive or whatever. And I just chose to just keep living my life, which is what I'm going to keep doing. But it's only been, like, 2 years since I've been diagnosed. I don't need another autoimmune thing. And I don't think those things are reversible. So I'm like, well, how'd I pick this one up?
Did you Google? Don't do that.
I I Googled enough to see.
I'm dead.
That it's like no one knows shit.
Right.
It's all over the place. And that when you Google that stuff, because to me, this news made sense. Like everyone who knows about myasthenia gravis that I say I have myasthenia gravis to looks at me a certain way. And I'm like, oh, this is why. Right. I was telling them I have AIDS and I'm not even noticing. So if you already knew like your aunt had it or someone, I see the look in people's faces when I say myasthenia gravis. Those are different than, you know, when I say it to you guys who have never heard it before. And I've seen the doctors look at me to even say that. So I get it.
I know a woman very recently, she had an annual checkup or whatever it is. Well, how many times do you have to see a doctor?
OBGYN.
Every week. So she gets everything checked out, gets a phone call. We see something not good on your vagina. It's most likely cervical cancer. We're going to blah, blah, blah. We're gonna send this to a specialist. It's not.
Ugh.
The end. Okay. So for what it's worth, that's a story I just had.
Yeah, okay. Put that one in my pocket.
Right. I don't know. Wait until the specialist then cry.
You know, it's just it's like a bad day. It's just, I'm already going there 9 in the morning. Mm-hmm. Right. And then it's just for clearance. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not.
Right.
Get me another thing.
What's bad is as you're going to the different doctors, you happen to also be limping and taking it so slow.
That's more time to think about it. One thing at a time. Like first I need to walk and then more autoimmune shit and then talk to me about other shit. But it's just happening all at once.
Well, we'll see. We'll get those results back. We'll take it from there.
Mm-hmm,
right? And we knew to sum up all the Keith and the Girl shows just in case.
That's right. And I got to tell you this. If this affected you in any way, like maybe you even thought about crying, then do whatever you were going to do now before I actually die.
Oh, it's like they're going to die so you finish your bucket list like that?
No, like if you were going to tell me something or like do something if you were going to live your life, I don't know, let's make it about you.
Oh, Hemda's saying, I get this.
Also, let's make RIP Hemda trend. Oh my God, that would be funny. No, not funny. Bianca's saying not funny.
I don't like it. That's a joke. Personally, not my brand of joke.
Okay, we can skip that one.
But you're not joking. When you die, you would enjoy that.
Oh, yeah.
So, oh, well. When you die, yeah, right. Of course we'll get it trending, but not yet.
Yeah, I wouldn't want my brothers to see that.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, that'd be.
Although, actually, yeah, they would know.
Oh, today was April Fool's. Oh, universe! You just put it in their plate. Oh, else.
Well, keep us posted. I'm sure you will.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Well, come out during this weekend's events. You might not see her again, right?
Yeah.
There you have it.
Wow.
Yeah.
What a way to end the show,
so
guys.
Any final thoughts, Bianca?
I'm going to call some people and tell them I love them.
Yeah.
And I hope everybody does the same.
Well, that's what Hemda's saying. She's like, listen, I have a list. You people owe me apologies. There's not much time. Get on it and they all better be crossed off.
I did get a notebook and I was thinking of writing everyone that I know or I've been affected by a nice letter one at a time, one day at a time. And then if I do die, there's this thing. But that sounds like a lot, and I'm not taking on projects right now.
I actually have a lot going on. I'm dying. Okay.
So I want everybody to write themselves a letter. You're not left out.
If you were me, what would you write to you?
Oh, that's right. A good one. You should do that exercise. Right.
Well, it's not a lot of pressure, but maybe it is a little bit. Bianca, if you can leave us with the perfect song.
Did you ever know that you're my hero? You're everything I would like to be, Hemda.
Excuse me.
And I could fly higher than an eagle. 'Cause Hemda is the wind beneath my wings.
That was beautiful. I want that at my funeral.